HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogain with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
Morning sickness. Medicaid. KUPD.
Don't forget Fuvana this Friday at Rock Bar. We're going to screw around, get drunk, have fun, celebrating 25 years of Foo Fighters and the 25th anniversary of the creation of the Foo Fighters at the butt of a gun. Kurt died.
Are you going to have a special drink that night?
Like, we should. We'll do shotguns, a beer.
There you go.
Between when Nirvana leaves and Foo Fighters hits the stage, everybody has to shotgun a beer in memory, as this is the moment we all have.
And then we'll Are you allowed to do that at a bar, I wonder?
Shotgun beer?
You know, the whole punching the hole in the bottom.
And, yeah, or we can just do everybody take a shot in the face.
Shot. Yeah. Shot in the face.
Yeah, a shot in the face is good. So I guess we'll have like a rifle sound effect.
I mean, I'm down to shotgun, but I've never seen it in a bar.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Usually in the middle of a desert somewhere.
Seems like you could, but maybe the bar doesn't want to be all messy and stuff. Yeah. So you're right. Yeah, maybe that's
Women good. Try it. It's awful. It's usually doesn't work out well.
It's usually a bad idea. We talked about it this morning, a guy who emailed yesterday and said this morning, my son, I caught him vaping. He's in eighth grade. Can you make him smoke a whole pack of cigarettes? Can you make him vape a whole vape like the olden days? Like you get caught smoking, you have to smoke the whole pack. And your parents try to turn you off to smoking. He caught him vaping, and we came up with some ideas. Some guy has it. Brady just got the thing. He said, no, when your kid gets caught vaping, you take some of that liquid poo stink.
Yeah.
That
liquid
stuff,
ass.
It's called liquid ass, and it's like in a little eyedropper. Drop a couple in his little vape pen and make him smoke that without him knowing it.
Some sweet rotten eggs, sulfur.
Yeah, and then he sucks that. It's like sucking in a fart, and then he hates you and possibly dies from the poison. But you've taught him a lesson. That's important. Very important. I have to wait for a trip to park before I can start bringing up what I want to talk about next. I'm watching him park right now. What do I care? So yesterday we started up a little bit with the sister station having a newly converted lesbian morning show. And now there are girls hanging around down there. I just went down the hall.
Groupies.
And I got a snack and a drink. And there's a girl in there I don't recognize. I'm like, who are you? Because, you don't like running into people at work you don't know. In 2019, that
usually
means.
These are my snacks.
Yeah, that's ISIS. Plus, my friend Brady needs these snacks. And she goes, oh, I'm with Mo. And walks away. And then some other girl comes out of the bathroom.
A different one.
Watch her leave. And I asked Mark, I'm like, who's the girl? Just like, goes, oh, they're in with Mo. Now that she's a lesbian, she's got like ladies hanging around all day long.
She has like groupies in there with her?
Yeah. You have to be a lesbian for longer than this to start that crap. Plus, it's making me a little upset that we've been into women for years and they just don't come sit in our show all day long.
You got Cheryl.
Cheryl shows up. She just wants to talk about Jesus all the time. Give me lemonade cookies. And I know what Cheryl really wants.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
A good discussion.
Madi.
That's my discussion.
Yeah, she wants to convert me nude, I think. That's my opinion.
Oh, okay.
She hasn't denied
it
yet.
So you get them, but you just don't allow them upstairs.
Well, they don't just come and hang around all morning. They're getting up early. She shows up about 10
usually. Mo lets them go wherever they want.
Yeah, that's the thing.
She's got to wrangle those lesbos.
Yeah, we've got some problems in the building. The building has some weird things going on right now. You got this whole Mo's a lesbian now thing, and it's like everybody's embraced it in this odd way that, like, we're just ignoring the fact that it showed up. And, offensive to gays, I think. That a person can just make that choice. That's the whole point.
That's called bisexual.
No.
I've been making this argument.
Not according to her. It's not. She's a lesbian now.
She said she misses the D.
She says, I think about it, but I'm a lesbian now.
If she goes back to the D, she's fired.
That's right. Because she said, I'm a lesbian now. So whatever. You can be bisexual all you want. But she said, I chose this. She's making a choice. Yeah. All right. Well, then those are choices. Those are different. So anyway, we got that going on. That's a whole weird dynamic that's in the building. And then I find out couple days ago that downstairs in some sort of weird promotion video, we are treating some of these men need people to stand up for them. A young man named Steve Moynihan works in our sales department downstairs. Nice guy. Just everyday Joe Steve Moynihan. Probably could hit the treadmill, maybe go to a stylist. That he knows. He's just an everyday guy going – kicking ass at his job, right? So I find out that Kristen, one of the other salespeople, goes to Steve and says, I need to use you for a promotion video. Are you willing to do something? He's like, sure. And all Steve had to do in this video, and he didn't know, he was being a nice coworker, was hop into a car and look and give a thumbs up. That's it.
Those are the instructions.
You hop in, you get a, act like you're driving, give a thumbs up to the camera, and you're out. Well, when the video comes out, they film Steve wandering into the car. Everyday Joe Schlub wanders into the car, and he hops into this magical car. I'll leave the type of car out of it because it's not their fault. And inside the car, the second he gets in, this Freaky Friday thing starts to happen, and he turns into the very handsome afternoon guy at KDKB, Dustin, which basically is saying, if you look like Steve and you're a goofy, ugly schlub, you get into this kind of car, and the next thing you know, you're a handsome man.
Tasty.
And all I said was, if we did that to a woman in this building, where I said, hey, Kristen, but you hop into this car real quick for me and give me a thumbs up. And then she sees the video, and later it's like, oh, look at this one getting into here. But if she drives this car, she could be a supermodel instead of the way she is now. And I told Steve,
there'd be a settlement.
There'd be a huge settlement. I'm like, Steve, you need to sue everybody in this building because they basically cast you as guy no one ever wants to be.
And you're saying he didn't know this?
No idea. He said, I was just a team player.
What are you doing for the video?
I'm like, you get in that car and you turn into something good.
That is awful.
It's terrible. And they didn't tell poor Steve, hey, Steve, you're a dumpy schlub. You want to play the part of dumpy schlub and we turn you into Dustin? And Dustin's like, oh, now he's desirable and lovable.
Obviously a girl's idea.
Kristen.
Yeah.
Downstairs. And when I brought it up to everyone, Layla comes out. She's a sales manager. She goes, are you stirring up trouble? And I'm like, I'm standing up for people.
Ugly
and employees.
Guys.
Yes, I'm standing up for us uglies. Are you kidding me? You cast a man as a dumpy, ugly schlub and then turned him into a handsome young man, basically saying, if this is what you look like, you can at least improve your life a little bit by buying this type of car.
You could never do that to a chick.
Never. You go downstairs and go, who's the fattest girl down here? I need a giant. You. Get in that car right now. We're going to turn you into something worthwhile. Poor Steve had it happen to him.
But you see,
you know why Eric's laughing so hard? He just thought of fat people.
Yeah.
It's wrong, Eric, why you're laughing. It's wrong.
But they know
you through
it's a funny
list of,
video.
You went through a list
the
of coworkers.
The concept is funny.
Eric, I
no,
need
it's
you for
not.
A video.
It's awful. Think
you
of
know
Steve.
It's funny.
Put yourself,
know.
Oh, it's hilarious. But put yourself, it would be, but why isn't it funny the other way?
If I can I'm take, with you. I think it is.
If
actually.
I can take, we'll use, I don't know whose name we'll use. Let's see. I'll call her Karen, our 6 million pound employee. And she's downstairs and I'm like, hey, Karen, why don't you try to stuff your fat ass into this vehicle here? And then magically through editing, we'll turn you into something worthwhile. Like we did Moynihan. And everybody won't be laughing then, I guarantee you. I say.
What if you reverse it around, Dustin?
Dustin turns into a schlub? Oh, well, how about that?
Yeah.
How about Dustin? You turn into a married straight guy with a couple of kids. That ain't no good. Yeah, finally we cured him is basically what we're saying.
This whole concept can't happen.
It's a terrible concept.
2019.
You can't start schlubbing Steve around. And look, Steve knows he could use a haircut and like a fashion consultant. Get it. He's a little bit off the radar when it comes to people. You know, he's the invisible Joe. I don't know how Steve, he's probably about 40. I don't know how old Steve is.
Now that I know he,
very forgettable.
He does these videos.
Completely forgettable.
We can use him on some other videos.
Yeah.
We'll come up with some ideas.
We need an everyday schlub no one wants to be. Moynihan, step into my office.
Starring the Moynihan.
Today, in a world where everyday schlubs drive boring cars, Steve Moynihan's gonna change.
Hey, Steve, you're obviously a pig and living in a pigsty. We have this house cleaning
right.
business. We're going to send him over to your house.
Steve just stands with his arms up, his I don't know emoji.
I'll do it,
It's just
video.
Wrong, I tell you. It's just wrong. And nobody's standing up for Steve. And when I told that story, everybody was laughing. And I was serious about it. I said, you ladies laughing right now, think about it. One of you gets cast in this video, and it turns into some supermodel in the end, and everybody's having a great time going, oh, perfect casting. You picked that ugly lady to turn into a pretty woman. Terrible.
I'm with you. I'm with you, John. Somebody's got
to
stand
Things
up for men's
stop.
Rights.
Somebody's got to stand up for Moynihan. He's weak, slubby, and fat, and we can't have this anymore. He knows it. He doesn't need a spotlight on it, for God's sakes.
Did you hear the Cubs controversy, by the way?
They have Moynihan in there, too, and they turned him into Chris Bryant.
Well, at the opening day, I guess they had a bunch of old press passes they were displaying. Like, they have a bunch of displays.
God, I don't even want to know.
And one of them, press only. Pass from 45 or something, 1945, said, no women allowed in the press box.
Yeah.
So women are all freaking out while going by there. They made them take it down.
No. Come on.
It's not contagious.
I know. You just.
Oh, here comes Trevor.
Oh, here
it's going to be an everyday problem. First off. That is a smirk, smile, and also anger. Trip
you
read,
have to
everybody.
Understand that when you say, I have to wait till Trip parks.
Yeah,
you think I'm getting out of the car at that point?
That's why
he locked it in.
As I watched you kind of slowly roll by, I thought, he's going to listen more. Now I should have shut up.
Really?
What, we gotta
protect. You covered a lot of ground today.
Am I right?
I got to tell you.
What's your opinion?
I'm right on this one, though. You heard the Moynihan controversy, right? You got to stay out of this one.
You know, you have an opinion. Come on.
Let me start by saying this.
There you go.
Moynihan's a schlub. No, but anyway, you couldn't do it any other way. So Moynihan needs at least a bonus of some sort for this, don't you think?
I think he's a great guy, and he.
But, you know, he did
a good job in the video, it sounds like.
How about this, Trip? This is whoever the girl is who put him up to this, I think it's Kristen, pays for him to have a makeover or something like that.
That's going to be expensive.
That's going to cost a lot.
Really,
there's a lot of time. Teams and teams of people.
Yes.
And you can say that.
I never should have come.
Yeah, you should have. You got to get out of here. For your own sake. I like you too much. I like you too much. Get out of here. I don't want Trip has anything to do with this.
In fact,
the Trip you just heard was me goofing around.
Good
he wasn't
to
even
see
in the
you,
room.
Boss.
Yeah, he never showed up.
So we're all going to be paranoid next time a sales girl asks
can I
us
use
to
you
do
in a video.
Video.
Yeah. Hell no, I know what you're up to.
Or you ask what the part is. What am I doing?
I don't know.
No, because then they say all you need to do is get in the car.
Get in the car. You're just going to kind of sell this car. I need an everyday job.
She knew it was bad because she didn't tell him the actual concept.
Yeah, this is terrible. I stand up for all schlubs. I call them Moynihans now. I stand up for all Moynihans. Schlubbing their way through life, just getting A to B, paycheck to paycheck, trying
Take
to make
Moynihan
this place
a
tick.
Lunch at least.
I'm not doing. Yeah, she has to. I don't have to do anything with him. I don't want to be seen in public with that guy, for God's sakes. He's
Shower
cast
him
as the guy I never want to be.
Shower him.
Yeah, you got to give him something. He's got to get something nice. A makeover would be nice, although Brady's right. It would take way too long to get that guy up to snuff.
And they found a guy that wouldn't say anything and fight
of
back.
Of course. The weak, nice guy.
Garbage.
And in this Me Too world where you got to be careful about saying nice shoes to somebody, they cast Moynihan as the fat schlub. And he's not even a fat schlub. He's just he's a schlub.
We just need you to play the grenade in this video.
Yeah, exactly. I need you to sit at the end of the bar. We're going to pretend it's 2 a.m. and you're the last pig that didn't get picked at the bar.
Well, in fairness, I guess guys have done that to chicks for a long time.
But just because it's been done doesn't mean it's right now. Look, if it's wrong then, it's wrong now for everyone.
I agree.
So you can't just say,
unless Moynihan signed up for it saying, I'll do it, this is funny, I'm in on this.
If you go back and watch some 80s movies, they definitely had.
But that same argument.
They went after those parts.
Right. But that same argument for you is like
black guys going, hey, I'm going to make you my slave. You owe me this. And you're like, no, hold on a second. It's wrong for everyone, right? You can't just say that. That in the of course, in the olden days, we did terrible things, and we've hopefully progressed, but that doesn't mean it's a free-for-all against who did it. And Steve never did it. He just looks like all the people who did.
I was watching Under Siege last night, and Erica Liniak, you know, they had her getting
popping
off.
Out of that goddamn cake.
She comes off the chopper, all the guys are yelling and hollering, putting her in a cake to take her top off.
Mm.
Drugged up, yeah. But you're like, I was thinking watching, I'm like, man, they couldn't even make a movie doing this anymore.
No, not really. Ladies can't come out of cakes anymore.
No.
It's sad.
It was a good time.
Anyway, maybe Moynihan can pop out of a cake.
That's his next role?
Yeah. Moynihan, we need you topless popping out of a cake because you'll do anything.
Anyway. Aren't you a little disappointed in him? Like,
I'm totally disappointed in him, but you know what? I understand his position. He is in the corporate world. He does not have a mouthpiece. If he tries to say these ladies are treating me poorly, something he said in the past will pop up. Well, 2 years ago, Steve said my dress was too low. And he's like, he's just running the risk of like saying it. So he's scared to death and he sits in his corner and he does what he's told. And it's weakening everybody.
Well,
you know, that's
then the HR girl's a lady.
Exactly. And goes to her and says, I just don't think that. And then she'd look at him and go, you useless schlub. You've been doing this to us ladies for the last 1,000 years. Get in the car.
We need an HR guy.
And we need a department of HR for men, a department of HR for women. We need to segregate HR. Then we need a black HR, a Mexican HR. Do we have any Chinese here anymore? No, she left. We need no more of those. We'd fire both of them. Tranny.
I need a lot of HR people.
Elderly for Jeremy. Yeah, it's all bad. But yeah, if yeah, just, you know, I'm just saying, reverse those roles. Always think to yourself, is me casting Steve as a fat, useless schlub that's going to turn into a handsome young man? Is that something that I would do to any of the ladies?
Never.
Never.
Couldn't even think about it.
You couldn't. If it crossed my mind, I'd probably go turn myself in.
Could you imagine that meeting? All right, I got this idea.
All right, everybody, gather around. You're going to love this. Fat Karen, listen, you're going to love this. You're in this. You're going to be in this. You're going to be a star. So I'm going to take Fat Karen, and I'm going to jab her into a car. Right? And Fat Karen's going to be driving her car and stuff. And then she's going to trade that car in for a brand new Canyonero. And this Canyonero is everybody's dream. So when Fat Karen gets in, it's like a magic trick. Like she goes from being big, ugly, Fat Karen who sits there and does, you know, accounting work or whatever the hell. She doesn't know who to talk to her. I don't even know what she does around here, just other than eat the Cheez-Its. And then she's going to turn into beautiful Jill, who just everybody loves and can't get enough of looking at. Who's in?
The looks of horror on the girl's faces in that.
You would, in the middle of that presentation, people would be sliding papers. You're fired. You know this, right? Why are you still talking about your idea? Apparently, well, I thought I'd give Fat Karen a break. I guess I'm the bad guy.
Yeah, I guess it works the other way, though. It's fine.
I guess nobody wants Fat Karen in a video. Well, I tried, Fat Karen. Now take those two chairs we bought you and roll yourself back to your desk. It's not right. And Moynihan, you're no Fat Karen. I wanted to stand up for Steve today. Mainly because Layla came out and said, are you stirring up trouble? We got too many ladies down here right now. There's too many ladies in charge. Not one man stood up for Steve. I had to be that man.
Not even Doug?
Know? Doug's the one who told me about it.
Oh, really? But he doesn't have the courage to. That's true. He doesn't stand up.
Doug's not going to stand up for himself. He's got a lady boss.
Doug's been in 10 videos.
Got a lot of stuff stirring around this building. Man, I feel like Gary Harper. I feel like the guy from Channel 3. I watched another one of those Three on Your Sides yesterday. I didn't see the whole thing. He's standing with some giant black guy. And the only part of it I heard was, and before I showed up, did you have any money? He puts the mic. No, I didn't. He goes, how much did I get you? You got me $6,000, Gary. And you weren't getting any of that before I showed up.
Who
right?
got you that money?
Who got, that's kind of what it was. Yeah. Who got it for you? Hmm? You did, Gary. Hmm. And you had what before me? Nothing. I had nothing. You are my savior, my God.
You doesn't cut it yeah. either. You did.
You did, Gary.
And who
Harper.
Is you?
And who is your three on your side, Gary Harper? Why do you always do this at the end of your interviews? Just let everybody know what happened here. You were completely useless without me. I showed up. Boom. Check in hand, right? Moynihan, call three on your side. I will help you. It's a terrible, terrible, terrible thing that happened downstairs, and everybody's all giggles. Trip came in. He can't even talk about it. That's how bad it is. The boss came in. He wanted to say something. He realized once he goes, ooh, controversy. Is that a Prince song?
Yes.
Ooh, Vicky Vale. Anyway, just thought I'd pop that out there. And keep an eye on that at your work. You know what my stance has always been? Stand up for the incredibly hot girl that keeps getting shamed for having a great body. Well, you know, nobody's allowed to body shame. And then for the schlubby, ugly white guy. I stand up for you, too. And I'll think about that. You have your black employee. Let's say Winston, my buddy, works here. Like, Winston, hop into that car. We're going to turn you into a useful white young man. It's the same. It is. If Winston didn't know about it, and it's like, this car makes you employable.
Same concept.
You're no longer Winston. Now you're Dustin, and things are better.
You can get loans. Yeah.
Look at you. Go to a bank. No one's even going to look at you.
There's a difference between racism and
walk through a Dillard's. No.
Slam
there really
on how attractive
isn't.
You are.
Nope, there really isn't.
Yeah, it's there just is. Your life. Racism
it
and
isn't
how
about how attractive you
are.
It's
completely
it's
different.
Your life. You won't be a loser anymore.
Okay.
If you get this,
still, it's
and
the,
it's
look
just,
what they
look,
did on the
if
on
you
the
did
resumes
it
with the pictures.
Yeah.
The good-looking people got six
absolutely.
Times more. Jobs, they got hired.
It's not that different when you basically say what you are is bad and what you will become is good, and you just you spin it in any way. It's just wrong to do that. That's all I'm saying.
So you're starting an Uggo movement.
Starting an Uggo movement, it starts with Fat Karen downstairs. I don't know where she works. It's a made-up character.
The Uggos are taking the streets
that's
with
right.
signs and protests.
Well, there's more of us than there are the other ones.
We so, want those jobs.
So get in your gyms and work out, pretty people, because we're everywhere. You don't want this war. You'll be blown away. No, the sad part will be like Brady will be like Rick Tamblyn. He'll be on the wrong side. Brady, you're with us.
No, I'm not. I'm fighting for this team.
Brady, come here.
Give me your trident.
What are you talking about?
He doesn't believe it.
I'm a good-looking man.
You're a three. Get over here. Even the pretty people are like, thanks for your help, but get over there. We don't even. We might even lose the war. But we don't need you over here.
You guys don't want me on your squad? I'm athletic.
Roll over there, sir.
All right. I'm just going to stay neutral.
Whatever.
I'm kind of whatever. I'm in the middle. Whatever. Pop my collar over here, then.
You're going to fight with the ugly people, Brady. I hate to break it to you. By the way, I looked at Kristen's casting list. If Steve said no, she was going to ask you.
I was on the list.
I was way down on the list. They didn't want people to think anyone with AIDS was ever going to get in their car. Terrible things happening in our building. Keep an eye on your building, too. And always remember, Gary Harper gets you your money.
You guys partake?
I'll partake. Hit me.